This is KCUR. A key part of any teacher prep program is time spent in the classroom. Many teachers in training get at least one full semester student teaching, where they learn how to interact with kids and run their own classes. But one local program goes a step further and gives its soon-to-be educators a chance to get to know their students' communities beyond the classroom. And as KCUR's Julia Szabo explains, this is having an effect on teacher retention.
Oh, do I have one for you? No, but I got my...
These college students want to be teachers one day. But on a recent summer morning, they're preparing to enter the Juvenile Justice Center in Kansas City.
Any thoughts before we go in? Any things that you've been thinking about? This is a lockdown facility.
This visit is just one lesson in Professor Uziel Pacina's summer course, which pushes these would-be teachers to experience the communities of their future students. That can include places like the Juvenile Justice Center.
Unfortunately, sometimes our students wind up here. We don't want our students to wind up here, but we also need to know the reality that it can happen for various reasons. We can help also as teachers.
Senior Jared Bell says as part of Pacina's course, he and his classmates have literally mapped out some of Kansas City's most underserved neighborhoods. This has given him a sense of the city's divisions.
So you look on one side of the street, you see like Whole Foods and Trader Joe's, and then you look on the other side of the street, you see cracked sidewalks and weeds going out of the sidewalk. And so it's a totally different lifestyle all going on in one city.
This type of experience beyond the school walls is rare for a teacher prep program. Heidi Hallman, an education professor at KU, says new teachers rarely experience their students' world beyond the classroom. This can lead to trouble.
They might think that everything they're experiencing in their first year is because of something they're doing wrong or some method they're not understanding. But really, maybe they're not familiar with the types of students and the community norms, and they need broader understanding of that to succeed.
Hallman has found that prospective teachers at KU who do what she calls community fieldwork, that is, get experience outside of the classroom, have advantages over their peers that allow them to have more sustainable, longer-lasting careers in teaching.
Our teachers who worked in community sites began to develop relationships and develop trust with students. And so they could see how after that they would be able to talk with students differently than if they didn't have that relationship with them.
Evidence suggests the IUE's approach of exposing prospective teachers to the Kansas City community is paying off. In 10 years, the IUE has graduated more than 80 teachers to teach in the Kansas City, Hickman Mills, and Kansas City, Kansas public school districts. Nearly 90% of those graduates are still teaching, a retention rate far higher than many urban schools, where teacher turnover is often the highest.
We wanted students to know lives are at stake and that they had to make a commitment to the profession in order to be successful.
Dr. Ed Underwood has directed the IUE since its founding in 2005. He says, besides preparing prospective teachers for urban communities, he and his colleagues also wanted to make sure they recruited people who wanted to be in those communities in the first place.
We decided when we started our program that we were going to take students directly out of high school. We wanted students to get their foot in the water, so to speak, right off the bat to understand what teaching is all about.
Students are in the IUE all 4 years of their undergraduate time at UMKC. That's an unusually lengthy commitment when compared to most teacher prep programs that last just 2 years. Graduates of the IUE are then asked to commit to at least 4 years in a classroom after graduation.
It definitely trained me to decide if this was for me or not.
Lashika Nicholson graduated from the IUE this past spring. She's essentially halfway through her commitment to the program. She says the IUE's experience-driven method is a sink or swim proposition for many would-be teachers.
Lord have mercy. We were in the classroom day one. Every single week we were going to the classroom. They want to make sure that you know what you're walking into, one, and two, you get a good feel and a large amount of experience to be able to move forward.
We're on our way in there right now. I think we have...
Back at the Juvenile Justice Center, Senior Jared Bell says experiences like this have helped him understand what's important to him as an educator.
The best way to teach anyone, you have to know who they are and create that relationship. If you work within the community, you're creating that foundation or that relationship to where they'll trust you to the point where you can actually teach them something.
Bell's beginning a full year of student teaching this fall. He's had 3 years of preparation for it, and says he feels ready to step in front of a class.
I feel like we're going into battle. We're going into Urban Core as teachers, we're being just social activists and culturally relevant and pushing that and trying to bring a new wave of teaching.
And that's exactly the mindset IUE officials hope their graduates have. For KCUR News, I'm Julia Szabo.
This was the latest installment in KCUR's Teaching It Forward series. To learn more, you can go to our website, kcur.org/teaching.